When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back, baby. Year six with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about MyBookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show, and trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
You know, I feel every single offseason, The 49ers make this huge dynamic addition, usually on the defensive line. Javon Hargrave, you talk about, you know, trades and whatever else, but like they are adding a defensive end or two every single year. And this year, they kind of took a different approach. They've been going bargain bin, let's find, you know, top level, top 10. First round pick discarded that didn't work out because of poor coaching situations to, hey, let's go get a seasoned vet that we know exactly what we're getting this year. And that's Leonard Floyd. Comes in number 12 on the 49ers roster countdown for 2024. And hey, you are just talking consistency, 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 consistency. And you know, we've got a full breakdown video up on him on the 49ersrush.com if you want to go watch his tape last year, because you see him and it's like, okay, he's 31 years old. He's going into year 9 in the NFL. Like, what does this dude have left? Well, the tape says a lot. The way in which you win is always important. I call this the Anquan Boldin rule, right? If you only win with speed, well then, okay, when the speed goes away, now you can't win. Well, you watch Anquan Boldin as a rookie or year 12 with the Niners, how did he win? Physicality, effort, skill, right? Like, though he had those things, those never dissipated in his career. You look at Leonard Floyd, what does he have? Skill on top of skill and length on top of length. Those don't go away. And in fact, let's go to Nicholas John Bosa for his kind of evaluation of Leonard Floyd and what he thought when the 49ers added Leonard Floyd, the 9-year vet to the 49ers.
I think he's super skilled rusher, good length, and he's more athletic than I even realized. And I think guys like him, when they come to our scheme, the best is brought out of them. So I'm excited to see what potential he has. He's year 9, so I feel like you, as a D lineman, you could keep improving all the way through 10 years in this league. So I'm excited to see what he's got.
So, hey, if we're getting any more improvement, which I'll take Bosa, you can tell he actually studies this stuff. But Leonard Cornelius Floyd goes by Flo. Wears jersey number 56, 6'3", 240, 33-inch arms. I mean, he's got long arms. You just look at him and it's like, good Lord. This dude looks like a wide receiver that you like stretch in Microsoft Paint. Like, if you took Debo, it just like made him, you know, 30% larger. That's what you get with Leonard Floyd. 244 pounds, 33-inch arms, ran a 4.6 in the 40. Now, maybe that's dissipated some, but I mean, he is just quick. 39.5-inch vertical, 10-foot broad jump. He's just a physical freak. Top 10 pick. Went ninth overall to the Bears. We'll talk about that in a second. But he's been pretty damn good since before it even started. And again, coming out of the draft, you know, Mike Mayock had him as the second best edge player. You know, depending on how you rank those players back then, he was top of the list. Athleticism, athleticism, athleticism. And guess who drafted him? Vic Fangio. What type of defensive ends does Vic Fangio like? Alden Smith type? That's Leonard Floyd is him 2.0. Like, they are on the same realm of just what it means to play edge in the NFL. And he's a Georgia boy. Went to Dodge County High School in Eastman, Georgia. Shout out to all the Georgia guys. Now, after he finished there, he had to spend 1 year at Hargrave Military Academy getting, you know, the classes and all the stuff to qualify for NCAA eligibility. So it took him a while. Then he steps into Georgia 2013, started as a true freshman. I mean, 6.5 sacks. I mean, dude just stepped on the field in the SEC, was a starter. And, you know, shout out to my man Dave, who's the executive producer of his show. He went through his college career. His sophomore year, Floyd recovered a fumble against Tennessee, the Volunteers, and ran it back 96 yards for a touchdown. Anybody want to take a guess who the running back was that fumbled that one? Put on your Niners history glasses. Jalen Hurd. Yeah, so that's a fun little trivia question there. As a junior, 4.5 sacks, kind of dissipated a little bit, but way more combined tackles, you know, way more just effective. Team started chipping him, all that stuff. Goes out and gets drafted number 9 overall. It was a shot put thrower, regional champion, had a 14.96 meter throw. That was the best he ever did. And gets drafted 9th overall, right, in the 2016 draft. What's interesting, the Bears had to trade up. They were at 11. They traded with the Bucks. Guess what the Bucks got? Vernon Hargraves and Eric Murray. Bears, Leonard Floyd. Yeah, I think that's a pretty one-sided trade. You see somebody you want, you go get them. Shows up as a rookie. Guess what? Just like Georgia, starts week one in the NFL. Who does that under Vic Fangio? And also, not only Vic Fangio, Brandon Staley was there with his time in Chicago as well. Had a pretty good rookie year. His first sack came against Aaron Rodgers, so maybe we can get that one again. And actually, Leonard Floyd is the one responsible for hurting, not necessarily hurting him, his Achilles popped, but the hit that took place against Aaron Rodgers that popped his Achilles in week one last year. Yeah, so you're playing week one this year. I don't want injuries on Aaron Rodgers. That's not what I'm saying there, but there's a history there. That is there. He also, his rookie year, had 2 sacks against the 49ers, sacking both Blaine Gabbert and Colin Kaepernick. Take that for what you will. Now, his sophomore year didn't go nearly as planned, and this is where it kind of got derailed. Got carted off the field, had a lower leg injury. He ran into teammate Kyle Fuller, had to go on IR after that, sprained MCL and PCL, just wasn't good. Kind of ruined that season, and then struggled whenever he came back 2018. Did get 4 sacks, had a pick 6 his junior year in the NFL, his third year. And then 2019, you know, he gets his 5th-year option picked up, only 3 sacks on the year. The Bears were probably one of the worst teams in the NFL. Just didn't work out. Then Brandon Staley goes, gets the defensive coordinator job with the Rams. Guess the very first big signing they do, Leonard Floyd. They bring him over there, and he had his best games against the Seahawks. Had 3 sacks against Russell Wilson in 1 game against the Seahawks, and Defensive Player of the Week award. Then, you know, 10.5 sack season, by far his best that year. Even got a $1.25 million bonus built into his contract. Then goes in the wild card round, Rams-Seahawks again. Guess what? Sacks Russell Wilson 2 times. and gets the win. We know what happens. They eventually go on and, you know, win the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Don't care. And he got paid by the Rams. They signed a 4-year, $64 million deal. Got 9.5 sacks the next year. Obviously, they beat Cincinnati in the Super Bowl. Then in 2022, his last year with the Rams, had 9 sacks. Signs a 1-year deal with the Bills in 2023. Goes out there, has 10.5 sacks. I mean, come on. And like, all he does is get sacks and just consistently do his job. 6 straight seasons with 16 games played, or started or more. That's great. So the durability is there. He had some early, you know, I talked to you about him being carted off his sophomore season. That was pretty much it. And the 49ers signed him to a 2-year contract deal, basically 2 years, $20 million, $12 million guaranteed. And man, his career earnings, this dude's been paid, and I love it. $80 million for his career. I hope he makes every single penny the 49ers offered him. He's played 120 games. That's how many starts he has. And 9 playoff games. Those don't count. And his 9 career playoff games, 5 sacks. Great. 8 quarterback hits, 5 tackles for loss. He produces when it matters. Also, and this one, shout out to Josh Dub, Josh Dub WAP, that's hard to say. He put out there that he's had 4 years with at least 9 sacks. There's only 3 players in the NFL that can say that: Leonard Floyd, Miles Garrett, and Hassan Reddick. That's a pretty elite company there. And whenever you compare Leonard Floyd to Hassan Reddick, Floyd is a complete defensive end. Hassan Reddick is just a pass rusher only, kind of like D Ford. Like, he's that type of guy. Leonard Floyd is a 3-down defensive end that could play not every play at this point in his career, but he's a damn good player. So what are the 49ers getting? You hope you're getting that 9 sacks. If you told me right now 9 sacks is his over-under, John, would you take a 9 sack season from Leonard Floyd? 100%. In today's going rate in the NFL, a sack is equivalent to about $1.5 million. You pay $10 million. So if you get kind of that 7 sack season or more, you're getting value on this contract. You got a little bit of a cheaper deal because he is 31. He's going into his 9th season. But goodness, hey, go get that money. I want to see 10 sacks, him opposite Bosa, Hargrave inside. It's a very good situation he's coming into. Obviously, Brandon Staley's there. He was pounding the table to get him. And my favorite thing, this is complete different from what we put opposite of Bosa pretty much his whole career here, because a lot of them have been reclamation projects and kind of discarded pieces. Leonard Floyd is not that. Leonard Floyd is a solid, solid defensive end in this league. Is he an all-pro player? Not really. Is he a pro bowler? Borderline. He's just a damn good, consistent player that can play on all 3 downs, savvy, skilled, length, can kind of do it all. Man, go get 9 sacks. Let's get it done. Let's make this D-line what it's supposed to be. And for us, we'll just keep counting them down. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard every week in Sam Tipper. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you can combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard every week in Sam Tipper. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, two or six of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams, one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win, so it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101? You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So, why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on her old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, we've been doing this list for 3 years, the 49ers roster countdown series. And every single year, you know, we wait until the draft is concluded, free agency is concluded. There's 91 players signed, or 90, whatever it is that year with the International Player Pathway Program. And then we rank them. And every year, there's one or two that we are way off on. And coming in number 11, John Feliciano, who I had written in pen in ink as the starting right guard. Well, that's just not the way camp went. Knee tendonitis turned into knee surgery. Missed a lot of time. And in fact, he went from playing, you know, right guard most of the season last year, including playoffs and Super Bowl and all that stuff, to swapping out center snaps with Jake Brendel, who also was going through knee tendonitis. Then you had, you know, Dominique Pooney just step in and take over and just, this is mine now. Right guard is mine now, which is awesome. And so is John Feliciano the 11th most impactful player for the 49ers this coming year? No. And with the knee surgery, even less so, which was just announced a couple days ago, he's going to be missing probably the first half of the season. Now, I will say this. His versatility and veteran experience still going to be a prominent member with this season, whether that's at left guard, center, right guard. He is the utility backup player that just provides such a safe floor. Now, if we look at the postseason run the 49ers had last year, I think two injuries played the most importance in the Super Bowl. Number one was Dre Greenlaw when he tore his Achilles. Number two, John Feliciano. The play that's burned into all of our brains in the Super Bowl where Chris Jones just runs scot-free. Well, that was John Feliciano's replacement, Spencer Burford. Feliciano was in there dominating. And, you know, I kept saying last year, it's Trent Williams, giant gap, John Feliciano, giant gap, the rest of the 49ers offensive linemen. The problem was he didn't get healthy this offseason. And so we have him 11. We were hoping he was going to get healthy. He didn't. Last year was 26th on our list. That's probably where he should be, around that 20s list. And even if he's not a starter, you know when the playoffs come, Feliciano's going to be out there getting snaps. Shout out to my man Josh, executive producer of today's show. So, you know, we don't know the timetable for Feliciano, but it does appear he, you know, the 49ers get every team now gets two IR candidates to return, and you get to predetermine them. In the past, you would have to put John Feliciano on your 53-man roster, cut somebody else, then the next day move him to IR and bring back somebody else that didn't get claimed by somebody else, another team, right? You don't have to do that anymore. You get two predetermined IR designation spots, so essentially you get to keep 55 players. John Feliciano is going to be one of those two. Probably Kalia Davis, the other one. We'll see how it goes. We still got a preseason game taking place later. So, where's jersey number 55? 6'4", 325. The biggest lineman we have, not named, Trent Williams. He's a big dude. 32-inch arms, interior guy, only 32 years old. He's long in the tooth. But really, really good player. Nasty, mean, 23 bench press reps going into his 10th season. Just awesome. Went to Miami. He got his bachelor's in human resource management. All right. Really big football, video game guy. Plays a lot of video games. That was kind of his passion growing up. And he's got a very unique view on what it is to be American. You know, raised in an Italian kind of East Meadow, New York kind of borough. But grandparents are Italian and Puerto Rican. How cool is that? Like, that's just really, really cool. Then the negative side of this, his mother had a extensive battle with cancer growing up, the financial challenges with health bills and all that stuff. Feliciano, you know, dealt with periods of homelessness and hunger growing up as a kid. That could not have been easy. Amazing story. It just, like, very unique story, which is a beautiful thing, and it turned him into an awesome dude. He's a big teddy bear off the field, seems super kind, super nice, very just kind of mild-tempered dude. You watch him on the field, he's mean. This is a nasty, nasty football player that is just sets a tone. And in physical run games, it's kind of been what he's been a part of most of his career, and it didn't really seem like he was going to be a great 49ers fit, but this transition to guys like Aaron Banks, guys like John Feliciano, guys like Dominic Pooney, this is the new hybrid of 49ers offensive line play in this zone, Shanahan zone scheme. It came to us from the Giants in 2022 where he started 15 games as the center. He can play all the guard spots and the center spot. It can do it all. And, you know, you look at, for us last year, he had games at left guard, center, and right guard. He does it all. Just fills in whenever there's an issue, and he's got it locked down. Great run blocker. That's probably the best thing that he brings. Last year's PFF grade was an 87.0 run blocking grade, 66.5 pass blocking grade. So not the best pass blocker, but he's big, nasty, mean, sets the tone, really, really good run blocker. And you look at just what he's accomplished. He's got 4,000 career snaps. Like, he has played a ridiculous amount of football. 61 starts in his career, but he's also been a utility guy. 113 games played in. He's been around for a minute now. He was drafted in the fourth round, number 128th overall, in 2015 by the Oakland Raiders. They were Oakland back then. Interesting enough, he was involved in a draft day trade with another future 49er, Quan Alexander. They were picked four picks apart. The Bucks and the Raiders swapped picks. And the Niners had kind of sandwiched both those picks. Mike Davis, running back Mike Davis, y'all remember him, South Carolina. He went two picks before Feliciano in that 2015 draft. And wide receiver DeAndre Smelter went four picks after. Yeah, take that for what you want. But this is the same draft as Arik Armstead, Jaquiski Tartt. Like, he's been around the block. He's an older player. Was with Oakland for his rookie contract for years. Then he went to Buffalo for 3 years. Then he was with the Giants for 1 year. This is his second year with the 49ers. He signed one-year deal, $2.75 million, and $2.1 million was fully guaranteed. Now he's got the injury. So that hurts, but at least he's getting that guaranteed money. I always want people to get paid. If for somebody that's, you know, 32 years old playing an NFL offensive line, pay that man his money. $2.1 million, if you get him back for the second half of the season in the playoff run, that's a value deal. It really, really is. His career earnings, John Feliciano, $17 million, almost even, which I love. Congratulations to you. So he kind of gets to just sit back and be healthy. And the 49ers get a wait-and-see approach to whenever you do bring Feliciano back. You don't have to rush it. At least, hopefully, you don't get too many more injuries on that offensive line. But I think he's just going to be kind of that, look, this is the backstop for all three interior line positions. Is that center? Is it left guard? Is it right guard? I think right guard probably has the most depth. I know that's what he's played mostly for us. But with Dominique Pooney and Spencer Burford at right guard, I think they're trying to find a backup center left guard. You know, whether that's Nick Sakil, Ben Bartsch, John Feliciano later in the year. That's what they're looking for. Two guys at right guard and then get you a left guard slash center backup versatile guy. John Feliciano will be that role. How soon? Who knows? You know, the earliest he can come back, he has to miss four games if he's on that IR. And he's not officially on the IR yet. So that's conjecture on my part. I think he will go on the pre 53-man IR and then brought back later. And, you know, just one of those players that's going to matter down the stretch. And so he kind of gets a little bit of time off to get healthy, which is great news. Hopefully he comes back kind of in that 2023 postseason form because he was awesome. And that injury doesn't take place a whole different game in the Super Bowl. But and play the what-if game all you want. But I'm excited to have John Feliciano. I'm probably not the number 11 player most impactful, which is what this whole series is, but he's going to be impactful. The injury and all that stuff afterwards, that came after we voted. But for us, we'll just keep counting them down. It's time for the top 10, baby. We are back, baby. Year six with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about my bookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show, and trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. Not only a new name, but a new number. Number 10 on our list is none other than the X Factor himself, Deebo Samuel, who now he's Deebo Senior, changed his number from 19 to 1. That was a very hefty penny, as you have to buy out all of the NFL surplus jerseys that they have for sale in the old number. But Deebo comes in number 10 on our list, and I think one, it's credible to be to number 10 on our countdown. That means we've done 81 videos. But Deebo Samuel-wise, number 10 for the 49ers this year. He was number 30 on the NFL Top 100 for what he contributed in the 2023 season. I know that system's flawed and the players vote and whatever else, but it just goes to show you how stacked this team is, that the number 10 player on our list, and you could argue for sure that perhaps Deebo should be higher than number 10. I have no qualms with that whatsoever. This is a stacked roster, and as we go through these top 10, where he slides in for you, who knows? Now, if we look at just, you know, back in 2022, our first year, Deebo was 4. Last year was 9. This year, 10. So he's kind of fallen off a little bit with the appearance of CMC, as CMC became the focal point of the offense. But if you watch top plays of the 49ers season, you watch top plays of the NFL, you just see Deebo Samuel peppered that list everywhere. He is just a playmaking machine. Tyshawn Raekwon Deebo Samuel Sr. That is a freaking awesome name. 6 foot, 215. He's 28 years old. Getting a little long in the tooth there a little bit. Going into his sixth season, I still think he's got a couple more years of prime athleticism if he can stay healthy. Now, went to Chapman High School in Inman, South Carolina. Was a retail management major. Fashion's a big deal to him. He loves that kind of stuff, and you know, he takes a lot of pride in not only what he wears to the game, what he wears in the post-game press conference. You know, if he's on Kay Adams, wherever, it's a big deal to him. Now, he was drafted in the second round, pick number 4 in the second round in 2019, and it's kind of interesting because he wasn't the number 1 wide receiver on Kyle Shanahan's list, and Kyle Shanahan's been honest about that. N'Keal Harry was the number 1 guy, but he went a handful of picks before us to the Patriots. Thank you, Patriots. But that draft, and shout out to Josh, executive producer of today's show, man, by far one of the, it's got to go on like the Mount Rushmore of top 49ers drafts ever. You got Nick Bosa, you got Deebo Samuel, you got Dre Greenlaw, and if you want to throw in just a little extra gravy, Mitch Wisnowski, I probably wouldn't, but that's okay. He's had a really good career, but he's a punter. Incredible. Now, that entire draft for the entire NFL in 2019, only 6 players have had all-pro seasons out of that entire 260-person draft. 2 of them, Nick Bosa, Deebo Samuel, were drafted by the 49ers. So you got a third of the all-pro, you know, everything in one draft. Incredible. And interesting, newest 49er, Brock Yasin, went 2 picks before Deebo. He's on the team now. So it just kind of to put context into what the Niners were able to achieve and where Deebo was drafted. You know, a big family Deebo grew up in. 8 siblings. Whew. Impressive. Got the name Deebo. Obviously, his father said he was always taking things away from other people. Nicknamed him Deebo after the movie Friday, right? Hide your chains. Broke the high school record for touchdowns. Had 53 touchdowns at his high school. Incredible. Now, first team All-SEC, whenever he went to South Carolina, played all over the place. Now, here's where he gets drafted by the Niners, makes an immediate impact in 2019. I mean, we made the Super Bowl that year. He showed up, him and Nick Bosa, him, you know, Dre Greenlaw, obviously. They all just contributed so much. Now, he did have a drop problem, and this is one of the things that I credit Deebo. Like, he worked on this. He led the NFL in drops in 2021 with 12 drops. Had 10 his rookie year. Got injured in 2020. He was one of the many injured players. Had 3 drops then, but only 33 catches. But then you fast forward to last year, 2023, 3 drops on 60 receptions. Drop rate went from 9.6 to 2.2. That's awesome. So hopefully we can continue that. How much of that is Brock Purdy throwing, you know, much more catchable ball, all those things. But you watch Deebo on tape, and you could tell some of the things that he worked on was his route running, coming back to the ball, and contested catches. And the film showed that. Now, you go back to his career year, 2021, contract year, shocker. NFL record for the most rushing touchdowns by a wide receiver ever. He had 8 rushing touchdowns in 1 year. Remember, that was the year he just took it over. And, you know, we had all the running back injuries, and he was just like, I got it. Dallas playoff game, give me the damn ball, Kyle. Give him a ball, one play, touchdown run, put the Cowboys on ice like we always do. First team All-Pro in 2021, first team Pro Bowl 2021, just all those things. Now, when we traded for CMC, that kind of took a little bit of the flavor off of the Deebo Samuel usage. Now, I think it's much more healthy the current way it is, but when Christian McCaffrey comes in and gets Offensive Player of the Year, you know, all those touchdowns, all those yards, all that stuff, it kind of did move the priority of Deebo Samuel back. But you could counter what happened when Deebo got hurt against the Browns. Yeah, we lost a couple games. Now, you could also say, well, we also lost Trent Williams at that same time. But when Deebo plays bad, the 49ers are not who they are. Look at the Super Bowl. I would say probably the worst game of his entire career was the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Now, you have to give him credit. He played through an injury. He was injured early. Stayed out there, fought through it as best he could, but doesn't change the fact that was a terrible game. And, you know, one or two of those catches change. He got completely locked down by not one, but two corners. How do you, you know, how do you weigh those two things? Now, one of my favorite things is how much he hates the Eagles. After that 2022 NFC Championship game, he was talking trash before. He was talking trash after, even though we lost that game. Then we finally get to play the Eagles and completely wreck their season. A lot of that had to do with Deebo. 114 receiving yards, 3 total touchdowns. He did it in the ground. He did it in the air. He did it on kickoff returns. He did it everywhere. Eagles absolutely imploded from that. And they still have not recovered. Still haven't recovered. Now, there's been a lot of trade rumors, right? And especially with this IU contract, we'll see whenever that becomes resolved. Could be resolved by the time you listen to this, hopefully. But a lot of people keep saying, especially after they drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round, oh, they're going to trade Deebo. They're going to trade IU. They're going to trade Deebo. They're going to trade IU. I don't know why that's such a limited mindset, and I don't think that's really what the Niners want to do. Kyle Shanahan is like best friends with this dude, and I don't care how good Ricky Pearsall is, he's not going to be Deebo. He's not. He could be different and provide, you know, a lot of extra in other places, but there's only one Deebo Samuel in the NFL. Now, if you do trade Deebo Samuel after this year, which I do not agree with, you save $6.9 million if you trade him before the draft. That's it. Off the cap. Like, people are acting like, oh, man, blah, blah, blah. Now, if you trade him after the draft, then you get $22 million cap relief. But what the hell good is that? That's right where we are with Brandon Ayuk. Super Bowl window's open. Get some resources. So if you are going to trade him before, you don't save any money. $6.9 million is not substantial. Trade him afterwards, no resources, no whatever. Yeah, you save $22 million. But he signed through 2025. I don't understand. Like, $22 million for a wide receiver, that's a bargain. I don't understand why you would want to get rid of Deebo unless you were going to get a first plus back, which I don't know if you're going to do with a 20. He'd be 29 years old at that point. He'd have 1 year left on his deal. I don't know. We'll see what it looks like. Now, the negative, he has missed 20 plus games in his short career. A lot of injuries with the way he plays, a lot of hamstrings, a lot of whatever. That's just what it is. Can't change that. Now, you look at his PFF grades last year, 83 overall, 84.2 receiving, 69.5 rushing. I mean, he just does great things. Postseason last year, banged up, missed a lot of the game. Against the Packers, missed a lot of game in the Super Bowl. But he had 13 receptions on 22 targets, 146 yards, 6 attempts, 15 yards. Not great, but he was banged up the entire time. The entire time. Now, I will say this, at training camp, you know, I went to almost all the practices. He was the best offensive player. It wasn't even close. Juwan Jennings would have been number 2. Deebo Samuel was the best player offensively at training camp. It's just what it was. Now, let's look at just what his numbers were last year, right? 89 targets, 60 receptions, 892 yards receiving, average 14.9 yards per catch. That's great. 7 receiving touchdowns, 37 rush attempts, 225, 5 rushing touchdowns, 6 kick returns for 154 yards, had 114.5 rating when targeted, 17 broken tackles, was number 30 on, like, he had a damn good year. Really, really good year. You're talking about somebody that had 1,100 total yards. And shoot, what's that? I can do the math. 12 touchdowns, like very solid, especially for somebody that missed time. And he's your number 3 producer, right? Because you've got CMC, you've got Ayuk, then you've got Debo, then you've got Kittle. I'm just saying, it's pretty impressive. It was a good year, not a great year. His great year was his contract year. Dude has 1,770 total yards as a wide receiver, second best ever. For a 49ers wide receiver ever. Jerry Rice only surpassed that once. Terrell Owens never did in his entire career with the 49ers. Actually, I don't think Terrell Owens did it ever at any point at any stage in his career. Can you get back to that? Probably not, because we were so dependent upon him in the run game and all those things. He had 365 rush yards and 8 touchdowns, rushing touchdowns alone. I mean, just bonkers year, bonkers. Now, going back to his contract, right? He signed a 3-year, $71.5 million extension. He's got 2 years left on that because that was added on to his last year. $42.6 million career earned. Love that. 58 career starts. Now, what's kind of the over-under for Debo? I'd say, man, pretty close to what we saw last year. Where it's, you know, I want him to hit 1,000 receiving yards. I want him to hit 200 rush yards. And I want 7-plus TDs. If you told me you're getting 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns from Debo, would you take it? I would in a heartbeat. Yeah, sign me up right now. Now, could that dip a little bit? Sure. Last year he had 1,200 yards and, you know, but how many touchdowns did he have? I just said it a while ago. Sorry, I'm an idiot. Yeah, 7 touchdowns. Yeah, that's exactly what he had last year. So close to that 1,200 total yards, 7 touchdowns. That's kind of where the over-under is. If he stays healthy, I far expect that to be way more. If he's still struggling with injuries, that could dip. But the thing with Debo is, whenever he plays, he is the impact X factor. People don't know how to guard the way the 49ers play offense with all these playmakers. Debo is that kind of litmus test for the explosive plays that Shanahan, Purdy, CMC, Kittle, Ayuk, all those guys. When Debo's out, Ayuk shrinks. It just changes. So we'll see. Debo, you are the man. I feel like top 10's a slight. I do. But this list is pretty damn good. And we'll see what happens. And I hope we get to do Debo again next year. And I hope he's a Niner through the end of his contract before he gets paid again. Probably wouldn't get another deal with the Niners, but I want him to play out his contract. I really, really do. So Debo, we appreciate you. By far one of my favorite 49ers. And for us, we'll just keep counting them down.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.